Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. In the last few weeks, we've had some guests come into the studio from Fringe Festival. Last week was comedy mentalist Anthony Prizzuti, blew our minds.
I was obsessed with him.
He really was great.
He was so crazy.
Yes. Tonight, I'm going to be, I mentioned this earlier, I'm going to be hosting a Q&A for Fringe Festival. It's a short film, The Worst Best Man Ever. And that's going to be tonight at the JCC Hart Theater, right off Edgewood Ave. And joining us in the studio is the writer and producer of the film, Philip Ramos, but also the director of this very funny film and hometown boy raised right here in Rochester, New York, Mr. David Wheeler.
Thank you.
Welcome, you two.
David, what's up, man? Welcome,
hey.
Welcome back to town.
Thank you.
You just got in from New York yesterday, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How does it feel to be home?
Oh, it feels great. I love being back in Rochester. I always say if I could do what I do in New York here, I would be back here. It's great to see mom and dad and just great to be back with the people and the energy and the food.
It's kind
the
of
food.
A, I, listen, not to, I know this is all about you, but I know one of my goals was always to bring a film back home and have family and friends be there. And your family and friends are going to see this for the first time tonight.
Yes, I've kind of been holding out on them. I haven't shown anybody the film yet. Just a couple people that have been to a few film festivals in New York City and a couple other places that we've premiered. But this is our first time showing the film in Rochester. I thought at this point, once we knew about the date, I was just like, everyone needs to see it on a big screen, larger than life. That's the way movies are intended to be seen. And I'm excited all the friends and family are coming out. And
That's how I met him. For the first time was when he brought his film home. So you might meet your new co-host tonight. Who's to say, really?
That's true.
I would love that.
Yeah, Breezy was front and center. I was really, it was humbling to see her show up and show some love. Now, Philip, I want to go to you real quick. So you wrote and produced this film.
Yes.
Where did the idea come from?
Well, David had this feature film called Groom's Day that we're trying to find funding for. And I was just trying to do like a prequel to that feature.
Okay.
Basically, to use it as a proof of concept so that we could find funding to make Groom's Day in Rochester.
in Rochester, New York, which has been the goal for you, David.
That's the goal, yeah. I mean, I've been all over the country doing production, and I've always wanted to bring what I love and what I do back home to Rochester, and I think that there's just a lot of beautiful scenery, a lot of great talent here, and our day jobs are making professional production, so we feel like we got the tools in the bag and we're ready to just bring back
100%
home what we want to do.
And not to mention, you're in a town that has one of the oldest running film festivals in the world. I mean, we're coming up on 60, maybe longer than that, but we're close to 70 years, the Rochester Film Festival.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the film festivals that your film has been in and some of the ones I've been in the past started 2, 3, 4 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about the film. What is it about?
Yeah, The Worst Best Man Ever. It's a proof of concept feature for a feature film called Groom's Day. And The Worst Best Man Ever is about our main character, Kevin, is asking his best friend, Sam, to be his best man. And Sam explains that he doesn't like his future fiance.
Mm.
a blast from the past kind of gets reintroduced, and Kevin is forced to make a life decision, and will he go left, will he go right? And it's kind of our ode to turning 30 and kind of a coming of age movie for adults. Sure. Where sometimes you're faced with a life decision, and partly are you making decisions based on love, or are you making decisions based out of convenience and just choice? And so we flirt with that idea in our version of a modern rom-com.
It's so tough for Kevin.
It's so tough.
I've been in 8 weddings in 3 years, so I can totally relate to, to Sam.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you were to recant all those 8 weddings, which ones were out of love and which ones were out of...
We're not going to get into that on air, but we'll talk about that off the air.
You know what they say. I mean, art imitates life.
Exactly.
You know? And so doing this film, how long did it take you to actually start to finish, make the film? How long did it take to film that?
Well, the original idea started 13 years ago. And so what had come from...
You were really hanging on there, huh?
Really trying to get this one down. So The Worst Best Man Ever was about 2 years in the making. Philip had wrote it back in April of 2022. And he sent it to me. I read it immediately. I loved it. And he was basically like, we don't have to do this. We can change everything. And I was just like...
You love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then we were working on a show called And Just Like That at the time. And honestly, timing was just kind of the issue. We didn't have a chunk of time to like really just get this done. And then funding, of course. And so we spent like a year planning every detail of it. And then in June of last year, we had made all the plans. We hired the people. We got the locations. We did the thing.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we shot in June of 2023 for 4 days. And great cast, great crew, great locations.
Yeah, like so many people, man. You're probably like me. I talked myself out of doing something so many times.
Yeah.
You just have to do it.
Yeah.
And when you do it and it's done and you see it come to life, especially like you're going to do tonight in front of all the people you love, there's nothing more fulfilling and satisfying than that, because it really all started on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You know, and I know, Philip, you are born and raised from where?
I was born in Buffalo.
Oh, so right down the road.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Bills Mafia, baby.
I want to ask you really quick, either of you can answer this question, but the most challenging part of filming The Worst Best Man Ever, what are some of the obstacles you ran into?
Well, I kind of say that we didn't really have a lot of challenging things because we enjoyed the process like immensely. Like the week before we were shooting, it was like every day we had to do this thing, and it was like 12-hour days, but it was like... We enjoyed like every minute of like planning every moment.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Casting and the locations, and like it was all like a lot of work, but then it's like our dream to do this. So then that's really what we want to do.
If you guys are just joining us, we're joined in the studio live today by David Wheeler and Philip Ramos, who's the writer, director, producer of the film The Best Worst Man Ever, that is going to be at Fringe Festival tonight at the JCC Hart Theater. And I'll be, you know, hosting the Q&A, and I'm sure I'll ask you some of these questions again tonight. But I'll leave you with this. For so many people in Rochester, New York, you and I, we've had a similar path. We became friends in Los Angeles.
Yes.
What do you say to a lot of these young professionals and kids that want to follow in your footsteps?
Yeah. I appreciate that question, and I went to SUNY Brockport, so another local connection, and I still talk to kids there, and so a lot of times I tell them two things. You just have to do it. Like, you literally just have to do it. That's the only thing stopping you from doing anything, is just going out and
just
doing
it. Just send
it. And then the other thing is, you also have to love what you do. There's been so many challenges to get to this point in my career and my life, and I think that if you don't, at the core of it, love what you're doing, then it's just not worth it. Go do something else.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said.
Period.
Because, you know, waking up and doing what you love every single day, it never feels like work.
Exactly.
If you can figure out what that one thing is. Doors open at what time tonight?
Doors open at around 8 o'clock. I would get there probably around 7:45, 7:50. And then there'll be a photo opportunity so we can do a little meet and greet and shake some hands and take some photos. Then we'll get seated and the movie will start right around 8:10. And then... Moose will join us on stage, and we'll answer some more questions.
Yes, I will. Are you married yet? What's going on in New York? Have you found that special one?
Not yet. Single and
ready to mingle.
Ready to mingle, and the movie would probably touch from a past relationship in my life. They say write what you know, and even though Philip wrote it, it's inspired by parts of my life.
That's big tea.
Well, I don't know the last time you've been back, but if you're planning on going out tonight, there's no more clubs in Rochester. It's all breweries. So
where are we going?
A strange bird.
Yeah. All right, guys, we will see you tonight. Thank you so much for coming in the studio. And again, congratulations on your film.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amazing.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's better over
here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.